the horrible, never forget, very bad day. "Casey, wait up," I yelled. "I can't. My sister's leg is gushing blood," she replied. "Oh, never mind," I said quietly. "Man, that reminds me about what happened when I was at vacation Bible school. It all started when I was waiting to be let out of class, and someone came up to the door and knocked. I opened it, and in a very hushed tone, the person said, 'Your brother got injured, so you'll be going home with Kristen Leard.' I asked her, 'How did he get injured?' She told me that he was injured while playing hangman at the end of class, and there was a broken lamp that fell and slit his leg. 'I can't believe it. Oh, no, my brother has never gotten hurt. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I hope he will be okay. I wonder how he was doing. Did he get a concussion? What?'" I didn't know how Alex was doing. We just jumped into Mrs. Leard's car, and I didn't want to say it, but I was scared. We were passing McAllister's, and I figured we were almost about to the Leard's house. Passing neighbors' houses, I kept looking, and then we were there. Wow, I could barely walk, I was so scared. When I got upstairs, I could barely play. I felt weird, being at Mrs. Leard's house without my mom or dad. I walked downstairs, and when we got down there, I heard the phone. Mrs. Leard answered it. "It's my mom, and I found out that my brother's okay." Later that day, I remembered what I was thinking of my experience and about my brother's hurt leg. I was relieving it because of Casey's sister. I quickly called my friend to see how her sister was doing, and her sister was fine. Wow, what a day.